This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
I'm afraid, in your condition, you've got about 3 weeks to live.
What? I got 3 weeks to live? Are you shitting me?
Hi, I'm Rachel Hampton.
And I'm Nadira Goff, and you're listening to ICYMI.
In case you missed it.
Slate's podcast about internet culture.
Oh my god. Hello, Nadira. Welcome back. It's been eons.
I know, it's been an eternity. I missed you so much. Thanks for having me back.
Same. I've missed you so much. I've missed you dearly. And I'm especially glad that you're joining us because we've had some big news since the last time you were on. You've been promoted. Everyone say congratulations, Nadira.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I am officially Associate Writer of Culture at Slate.com.
Wow. Are you sure it's not like culture czar in chief, because that's how I think of you.
You know, I didn't say it. You did.
So you got promoted in November, correct?
I did. I did indeed.
So it's kind of a holiday surprise, no?
You could say that. Yeah.
So I feel like your first, you know, real period of time as like a culture writer at Slate is like right in the midst of all this culture content. And I admittedly have not been keeping up with what's going on in the realm of holiday related content. I really only watch like, you know, those Rankin Bass stop motion Christmas movies, like Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
And I do love those. I love those so much.
Same. I look forward to them every single year. Like Heat Miser, Snow Miser.
I'm Mr. White Christmas. I'm Mr. Snow.
So, but that's very, those are very old. What's new? What do I need to be keeping up with? What have I missed?
Okay. So I don't know that there's necessarily, let me put it this way. I don't think the new stuff can really compete with some of the older stuff, but I can give you just a sort of collection of some of my overall favorites.
Please.
Favorite films, let's say. Let's stick with a specific genre, because if we get into favorite Christmas music and albums, that's a whole different conversation.
It's true.
But favorite Christmas films, I have a ton of them. Christmas and the holiday season is one of my favorite genres of film. So one that is recent that I did write about was the new Lindsay Lohan movie, Falling for Christmas.
Okay, how is it?
Okay, the movie is actually not that bad. And
okay.
You know what? I love me some Lindsay Lohan. I'm a Lindsay stan.
Lilo forever.
She's iconic. And I really enjoyed watching her be able to do her thing in this movie.
Yeah.
What I wrote about was that I wish that they gave her character a little bit more to deal with than the literal same character arc all of her past characters have been dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I'm just happy to see her. Like, she can do whatever she wants on my TV, and I'm fine with that. You know, love me some Lindsay. So Falling for Christmas, I would recommend, especially if you just want a very lighthearted romp that you don't have to think about. Well, all of these are lighthearted romps that you don't have to think about, because I'm not trying to think in the holiday time. So one of my other favorites, well, actually, let's go with two. Two of my other favorites, also rom-coms, are The Last Holiday, starring Queen Latifah. That's one of my all-time
favorite movies. That is one of the best Christmas movies ever. I was like, did they make a new Last Holiday? Because
No,
that movie slaps. Like,
yes,
it is
so good. Like, I've never wanted to go.
Like,
yes. Listen, I have never wanted to blow all of my money and go on a very expensive vacation to somewhere in the middle of cold bumblefuck Prague.
Yes.
I've never, like, truly
go base jumping. Yes.
I love that movie so much.
Yes.
So
I feel like we should
describe
what happens in this movie, because we're just yelling incoherently about it.
Okay, so in this movie, Queen Latifah, she has, well, two things are going on at the same time, right?
Mm-hmm.
She loves to cook. She cooks at home while watching people like Emeril, you know, on TV Emeril cook. I know. Listen, out here. And then she also has this sort of will they, won't they relationship with one of her coworkers, who's played by LL Cool J. And she works in like the kitchen section of a big department store. Mm-hmm. So she finds out that she has a terminal illness and she's going to die in a few months. I mean, of course, the whole shenanigan is that there was actually something wrong with the machine. And so mm-hmm. there's a whole C plot where the doctor's trying to reach her and tell her that she's not actually going to die. But she thinks she's going to die. And so she decides that she's going to blow all of her savings and go on this very, very expensive, super high class vacation mm-hmm. to this like 5-star resort restaurant in the middle of some European country. I think it's
Prague.
I was about to say, I think it's near Prague, you know, if not Prague itself. So she does that. And while she's at the hotel, she has this just lovely experience where she meets all these people and she finds her self-worth and, you know, she
changes all these people's lives for the better because she's honest with them, because they all think that she's rich because she's blowing all this money.
It's money, right.
And so they feel like, oh, this is someone I should pay attention to. But because she's just, you know, Queen Latifah from the block, she's just telling them about themselves. And they're all just like, wow, I haven't had someone be this honest with me in years. Like, you really are just like an amazing woman. Smokey Robinson is in it?
Smokey Robinson is in it. And I also want to give a small shout out to Alicia Witt, who you might not know who she is just by name, but if you look up her picture, you will be like, oh yes, I've seen her. She's one of those actresses who's in literally everything. Like, she has been in everything, and I feel like she doesn't get enough credit. And so that's shout out fair. To Alicia Witt. She's also in that movie. Okay.
Okay, so what's the next one?
Okay. Two more quick ones. We'll just say the quickest one is Groundhog Day, starring Bill Murray. Classic. We all know why it's great. I want to talk about Holiday in Handcuffs. I want to talk about the Mario Lopez, Melissa Joan Hart.
Yeah, I was like, the ABC Holiday in Handcuffs. Family movie?
Yes, the ABC Family movie, Holiday in Handcuffs.
I have only seen commercials for this because it comes on the ABC Family /Freeform 25 Days of Christmas. Like, lineup.
Rachel, you've never seen Holiday in
Handcuffs? No, I've never. Why would I watch Holiday in Handcuffs?
Okay, we must. We must watch it. So, Holiday in Handcuffs is about Melissa Joan Hart, who kidnaps Mario Lopez.
Yes, I'm aware.
To be her boyfriend, to take him home to her family for Christmas. And when I say kidnap, as the title suggests, I quite literally mean kidnap.
Look. I'm not sure what's going on or what you want from me, but this plan doesn't seem very well thought out. Let's face it, I'm a guy, and sooner or later, I will overpower you.
Yeah, good point. Unless you knock yourself out first. Or I shoot you.
And obviously, over the course of him being kidnapped, Stockholm Syndrome, they actually fall in love. But
of course.
There's a whole, it's so great. There's a scene where they talk about how they like dunk their Oreos in milk. It's great. The tension. It's
okay.
Listen,
you know I love a rom-com.
You and I.
Yes. Okay.
You and I, we are watching Holiday in Handcuffs.
I guess I'm watching Holiday in Handcuffs. I mean, I love a good bad Christmas movie. Like, one of my favorite ones is, have you ever heard of The Spirit of Christmas?
Yes, but go on.
It's this Hallmark movie about this like hardened real estate agent who has to go sell like an inn in upstate New York, but the inn is haunted. Like, they can't get an appraiser in there because wild things keep happening. Turns out there's a ghost, and the ghost is corporeal for 12 days of the year, the 12 days of Christmas. And she has to solve the mystery of why he's like haunting the inn, like why he hasn't gone into the beyond. So it's this kind of like murder mystery caper. Obviously, she falls in love with the ghost. And so
naturally,
it's just this really incredible, like Hallmark-esque plot line.
You know what I just realized.
Doesn't really make any sense.
The subgenre of Christmas and holiday movies that are literally just ghost, why are you haunting me?
Yes, yes. Is vast. Why are all the ghosts coming out at Christmas time?
Like, what is it about the wintry season that the ghosts are like, you know what? It's time for me to haunt a bitch.
It's time for me to haunt. I mean, I guess it's cold, it's dark, everyone's inside, you know?
Maybe they're just bored, you know?
Our producer, Daniel, says that more people die around the holidays, so maybe that's why.
Okay, well, with that dark turn, I think it's time for a break.
You are so correct. After a short break, I will be back with Nadir to talk all about the internet and the holidays, because this holiday episode is brought to you by Best Buy. We're going to be back. We're going to be talking about, you know, what we love about the holidays on the internet, what we hate about the holidays on the internet, and what we feel about holidays on the internet. They call me Heath
Miser, whatever I touch. The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true. But shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. Trust me, you've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore? Something this audacious and sexy, as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
And we're back. Nadir, I'm so happy you're with me for this very special holiday-themed episode of ICYMI.
Okay, not the jingle bells a-jingling.
They're jangling. So I have a very important question for you, which is, do you have any favorite holiday internet traditions? Something that comes back every single year that you're looking forward to?
Yes, I have quite a few. So one of my absolute favorite things to see online that's very niche, and I feel like I only see it from a certain number of people and a certain few accounts, is this small meme that is a video of a black woman dancing some very hardcore hip-hop club dances in a very ugly Christmas sweater. Beautiful. And instead of the music being like DMX's, you know, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, it's just John Coltrane's Giant Steps.
Oh my God.
And so she's doing all these hardcore, very like pop-heavy movements. Mm-hmm. And in the back, it's just like low-key jazz. And you're like,
chill
what?
Jazz. Wow.
What is going on here, but also same?
Yeah,
but
you're also like, same. The dissonance here is kind of beautiful.
It is kind of beautiful.
Wow, yes. That actually reminds me of my favorite Christmas song. All you ladies pop your pussy like this. Shake your body, don't stop. Don't a mashup of Santa Tell Me by Ariana Grande and Kia's My Neck, My Back. I don't know if you've heard this before, but it is absolutely perfect. Like, you hear the beginning, the chimes, and you're like, oh, Santa Tell Me. And then it chimes and it's like, all my ladies pop your pussy like this.
And you know what? Christmas time is the time to follow directions. And
it
Christmas time is the time to listen to Kia tell me what I need to be doing.
And I will.
And we need not repeat all of the directions she says in the song.
No.
But it does have a holiday spirit quality to it.
It does.
You know what I mean?
It's the spirit of giving, you know?
And give we shall.
And give we shall. Speaking of giving, the queen of giving, Mariah.
Yeah, I was just about to say, we cannot talk about Christmas music or favorite Christmas songs without talking about the one, the only, Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You. How do you feel about this, actually? Let's get into it. Be honest.
Love it. Oh, okay. Love it. We'll play it all the time. I do love that she has gotten in on the bit. No, I actually do love this song. It's so good. Like, I love that she's gotten in on the bit. It's a perfect song. Like, there are songs that trigger my fight or flight response, but this is not one of them. I unironically love this song. How do you feel?
Well, see, now that's a complicated question.
Okay, I was like, I feel like the way you're interrogating me makes me feel like you might not feel the same.
I feel as though when I was a youth, when I was just but a babe.
Babes, you're kind of still a youth.
Oh, thank you. When I was just but a babe, that song was great. It was fresh, fantastic. I was never, you know, I was like, oh, yeah, this again. I can do this again. And then I lived some years. And then for like one or two of those years, I also worked at a Bed Bath & Beyond.
Oh, and okay. Okay, you know what?
Since then, I feel as though I respect, listen.
No, you don't have to say anything.
And I want her to collect that coin. But, you know, she can get my coin other ways. It need not be through this song that just permeates every public place ever for like a solid 2 months post Thanksgiving. And I just, like, my spirit can only take but so much.
I get it. I get it. It's not Mariah's fault, but I understand.
No, it's not. And in fact, I think that she's underappreciated for pulling off one of the most, like, financially literate moves ever of making herself incredibly rich, I'm assuming, off of just one song. Like, obviously not just one song, because, you know, listen, we not gonna get into how y'all need to start paying attention to the rest of Mariah's discography. But
caution,
that one song is 100% funding a lot of whatever she's got going on. And I want to take a class on how I can do that.
Same. Mariah, that's the Christmas gift you should be giving all of us.
Right.
Is a
masterclass.
A masterclass. Please give us your business sense.
We need it. We do
need it. We need it. Well, while we wait for Mariah to drop the syllabus, I think it's time for us to take a short break. When we come back, we will still be discussing the holidays, more specifically, what we don't like about them. First, you gotta put your neck into it. Don't stop, just do it, do it. Hi, y'all. Hope you're enjoying today's show. If this is your first time listening to ICYMI, then welcome. We are so thrilled to have you here. In case you missed it, we make that joke every single week. Our show comes out twice a week on Wednesdays and Saturdays, so make sure you never miss an episode like this past Wednesdays, which is all about the Martin Scorsese movie that Tumblr created, Goncharov. You really want to check it out. And we're back. So I feel like we've really been having a good time here. Unfortunately, I must ruin it, which means I now need to ask you, what do you hate about the holidays? Everyone has something. I feel like you kind of started it with your agnostic feeling about Mariah Carey. So we're gonna continue.
Yeah. I mean, I do generally dislike when people sort of put all their eggs in one basket when it comes to holiday themed culture. So like the same song, for instance, as we were saying over and over again, or the same trend or videos. But also, not to be rude, but I fundamentally don't care what you, internet stranger, got for Christmas.
Yes.
And I also fundamentally don't believe in like gift guides online. Listen, here at Slate, we do a lot of fun ones. You know, we like to put a little twist on them, and that I appreciate. But just the general ones that are just kind of out of nowhere with a whole bunch of random stuff not really tied to one central theme or idea that just exists on the internet, half of the stuff I feel like doesn't actually work or isn't actually a good gift. And also the type of person that I would need to find a gift for is, if I'm looking it up, is usually not someone that I would want to spend a lot of money. So for instance, if I'm buying a gift for someone that I know really well, right? That's the type of person that I would probably want to spend a little bit more money on. But that's also the type of person where I probably already know in the realms of what they like or what they would want to receive. Now, if I'm just trying to buy a gift for somebody, and I'm like, okay, let me just look up a little whatever, then why are you suggesting to me a $200 air fryer on something? It's just not...
Okay, that work. Is the thing, is all the gift guys that are like, perfect gift for mom, perfect gift for dad. I'm sorry, but if you need to look at that list, then like... Maybe don't give them the gift of attention. Well.
Yeah,
maybe give them all you can use. Just give them a Visa gift card at that point. Like, just give them the gift of money, like
the gift of love and your time.
Make them something to eat. Bake them something. I do understand when you reach a point where you're just like, God, I love my mother, but what does that woman need right now? However. Yeah. I just ask somebody else in her life. I don't go to the internet. I feel like the internet is single-handedly responsible for a lot of men receiving whiskey stones who literally have never had straight whiskey in their entire life, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And also, there's all of those, like, subscription-based gifts that you can give as well. So I think that those gift guides are also the culprits for a lot of, like, unopened boxes of, like, coffee.
Listen, and book of the month,
right? Like all that kind of stuff that is just, it's, you know, the waste, y'all.
It's true. Your gifts should be eco-friendly. That's a good thing to not like. I feel that deeply. For me, I think actually kind of building off of that is when you receive a gift that you know someone got from a gift guide and you're just like, you don't know me at all. You don't know me at all. I would have rather you got me nothing.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know if I would go that far. You know, I like when people buy me a little something. But
I mean, you know. I love little something too, but just make it generic. Like, get me some chocolate. Get me a Panera gift card. Get me some socks. Everyone needs socks. Like, I will never say no.
If there's one thing about me, I'm a re-gift. I will re-gift if you get me something that I do not like, and I'm proud of that.
I mean, you should be proud of that, but I don't want it in my house. I have enough junk in my house. I'm literally looking at my desk, and it's full of junk I don't need. Don't give me more.
Okay, speaking of junk I don't need, and also speaking of the holidays, Instagram ads.
What do you mean?
I mean, I just feel as though there are times where I am weak, and those times are around the holidays.
Yes.
And also, sometimes the Instagram ads like to take, you know, advantage of me and my weakness.
I love Instagram ads.
Listen, and I have gotten some very, very great things from Instagram ads. But at the same time, it's like when I see something on Instagram from an ad and I'm like, oh, this could make a really good gift, or, you know, it's a Black Friday deal, whatever, it's holiday time, like I could get it for me. I always end up like buying something from this website that's like, I think this is just a website front for a mass-produced factory somewhere in like China or like Alibaba or something like that. And then I'm like, okay, how uneco-friendly is this, and how much slave labor am I contributing to? But then bought it, and then I'm just like, ooh.
I have had to do a lot of research on Instagram shops that pop up because they know what I want. And I'm like, that's a nice looking shirt. I go to the website and I'm like, okay, this looks like a decent website. And then I'm like, you know what? Let me reverse Google image search what this is so I can find out if it's actually just from Alibaba. And like 9 times out of 10 it is. I do hate Instagram for doing that to me. I just want to be able to buy things in peace.
Especially now that Instagram has that, I mean, it's the pits of hell, but that section of Instagram that's like the actual storefront.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you don't even need to go to the regular website to buy it. Like, you can actually just buy it off of Instagram. It's so, I need us, and by us, I mean me, to become more aware of our buying surroundings when we're buying things virtually, specifically on Instagram, because I don't Google nothing. I don't. I need to start. But you know what I do actually enjoy about the holidays and the internet is, besides all the, you know, like minus all the stress of buying gifts and all that stuff, is all of the videos that have come from families being together online. And so obviously they don't come all from the holidays, right? Yeah. But when I think about the like Glinda coming down from a bubble witch video.
Oh my god, like, yes.
Hold on, hold on.
This is your favorite.
Hold on! Her sister was a witch, right? And what was her sister? A princess! The Wicked Witch of the East, bro!
I'm gonna stab him.
You're gonna look at me and you're gonna tell me that I'm wrong? Am I wrong?
It's my favorite.
She wore a crown and she came down in a bubble, dog.
I'm not fighting with you.
Grow up.
I'm not fighting with you.
I feel like those types of moments are always circulated around the holidays because it's always like, oh my God, Christmas is around the corner. Time to argue with my brother. Like, you know, insert video here.
So true. So true. I do love the families all together videos. I don't particularly care for unboxing. Again, I don't care what you got for Christmas, but I do love when it's like, I haven't seen my brother in 3 years, and he's surprising me for the holidays.
It's the best.
I cry every single time.
Listen.
Also, when people get a pet for the holidays.
Yes.
I love seeing, like, older people who are, like, maybe living by themselves, like, get a pet for the holidays, and they're just holding this little puppy, and you know they're going to be best friends for the rest of their lives.
Especially when it's parents who are getting puppies for, like, their young child. I'm like, oh, and they're going to grow up.
They're going to grow up together. Exactly.
It's really, truly phenomenal. I saw this one TikTok recently in my Thanksgiving, you know, perusal, where this one girl, she brought her boyfriend home for Thanksgiving to meet her friends and family for the first time. Mm-hmm. And they all collectively pulled a prank on him.
Wait, I think I know what you're talking about.
Yes. Where they pretended like they said the Pledge of Allegiance over their food.
Yes, yes, yes.
Usually we say like a prayer, whatever.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right.
Expertise with which this prank was pulled off, because not only was everyone in on it, but usually when you get these kinds of prank videos, you only get the actual prank itself. You don't fully get the reactions afterwards. But this video had behind the scenes footage of the friends laughing when they leave the room.
Yes.
And that made the whole prank so much funnier.
It was really beautiful. I was just like, wow, the way y'all got together to fuck with this man, incredible.
And he was so nice about it.
He was also so nice. I know. He was like, I guess this is what they do.
And I was like, you know what? Yes, because we don't yuck other people's yums. Okay?
No. And he was like, I'm not going to say anything. Speaking of people bringing home significant others for the holidays, I always love when someone brings home their significant other who is like not from their culture and they're like getting to eat like food they normally don't get to eat, and they're just like clearly just like barely stopping themselves from like putting their face in the plate.
I'm sorry, wait, did you see the one TikTok that was made by this black guy who was attending Thanksgiving at this very nice white family's house for the first time. And he made mac and cheese. And he told them that that's how they make it, quote unquote, in the trenches. And then proceeded to ask them if they've ever been to the trenches.
Not the trenches. Oh my
God. That's how they make it in the trenches. And then he was like, have you ever been to the trenches? And they were like, No,
where is it? Oh my God.
That mac and cheese.
Take me to the trenches. Listen, you know they talk about that mac and cheese for the rest of their goddamn life. Like,
right. And they were probably earnestly wondering where the trenches were.
No, they were like, I would like to go to the trenches. The food seems good. Like, you know? I mean, that's what's so heartwarming about the holidays is that I really do feel like because we're all online at the same time, you know, in those moments where we're waiting for the sweet potato pie to be done or, you know, our food to digest or the game to start. If you watch sports, we're just kikiing online. And it's really nice. It's really sweet. It warms my little Pisces heart.
Yeah, I mean, I think in addition to that, we're kikiing online because we're kikiing in real life, right? Like, this is the time of the year that we really get to sit down with each other, with our family, friends, whoever, and just have those moments. And sometimes they result in really important, lovely internet traditions, like the Thanksgiving invitation that was sent yes. to the wrong person, that results in the annual Thanksgiving meeting that we all love. So sometimes it results in really awesome internet moments like that, but then sometimes it's really just like, oh, isn't being together great? Which I also think is a lot of the themes of the movies that we were talking about earlier as well. Like, it's just the time where everyone's like, you know what, maybe I don't hate people. And then January rolls around, and then they're just like,
no, truly. It makes me weirdly think of, you remember the first like few months of lockdown where everybody was just online and you would see people hanging out with their families and playing the most random games because they just were bored out of their minds? It reminds me of that kind of cabin fever vibe where it's chaotic and some people are a little drunk and all of us are a little high on food. And I mean, we're like, how much chaos can I sow and how much of it can I put online?
Listen, during that period, I literally started talking to a jigsaw puzzle. So I don't know if that's something that I need to return to personally. But, you know.
Oh, we don't need to return to it. I think the holidays is the perfect distilled version of it.
Yeah, I think the big difference is with the holidays, I have such a huge family. And so with the holidays, I get to see them all. But during lockdown, it was just me and my mom. And so, which is lovely. I love my mother. I talk about her all the time. As anyone who...
We stand Nicole.
Yes, we stand Nicole. But, you know, my family is huge and full of the biggest personalities you could ever imagine. And so being in one room with all of them is, like, stressful, but also really, really lovely and one of my favorite things on earth. And so I just love the holidays so much. I'm such a festive bitch, you know? I love the holidays.
Nadira, I'm expecting some content from you this holidays. You're talking about your family. You're talking about my icon, Nicole. I'm gonna expect some TikToks from your home.
I was just about to say, what kind of content? Oh my God. I should try and get my mom to make a TikTok. That would be funny.
Please.
You know, my aunt.
That's my gift. Can I request?
Yes.
Can I request that your mom make a TikTok?
I do have to say, my mom and my aunts did the Beyonce Cuff It dance challenge at a onesie party. You know the trend where everyone had to bring charcuterie
yes, of
boards
course.
And stuff? So
yes.
They combined the two. They did the charcuterie board dance party, but then they also did the Beyonce Cuff It dance. And my mom, who's been dancing for decades, did a great job. Some of the other attendants of that party were just a little confused. I don't know if a TikTok is what we need from my family.
It sounds like exactly what we need from your family, because I want to see Nicole killing it and I want to see some other people there doing, you know, their best. And while I'm waiting for the Goth family TikTok, y'all can shop great deals on gifts now at Best Buy. Happy holidays. All right, that is the show. We'll be back in your feeds on Wednesday, so please subscribe. It is the best way to never miss a holiday-themed episode. Please leave a rating and review on Apple or Spotify and tell your friends about us. Play this episode as you gather around your Christmas tree. You can also follow us on Twitter at @SCYM_pod, which is where you can DM us your favorite internet holiday traditions, and you can also always drop us a note at icymy@slate.com.
ICYMI is produced by Daniel Schrader and Rachel Hampton. Daisy Rosario is our senior supervising producer, and Alicia Montgomery is Slate's VP of audio. See you online.
Or at a resort in Prague. I would like to go to the trenches. The food seems good. Like, you know?
Did you make them British?
Because they sound British.